Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
It's been said that approximately 90% of all deaths worldwide are caused by sickness and disease. You see, sin. It brought it into the world. In fact, there's actually research where scientists say the way God created our bodies, he created them to self-sustain forever by different parts of the body helping the body to heal itself. And scientists are perplexed because they say, based on that, no one should ever die. So why do people get sick and die? Well, we're reading about it, sin. Isn't that amazing? God created us to never die. But because of sin, it brought disease and death, even as God had said. However, God sent his son Jesus to save us. I said he sent him to save us from the effects of sin, sickness, and death. I think we need to pause and give him another hand of praise. Now, look, you know people get sick. You know people die. Jesus Christ came to deliver us from sin, sickness, and death. Think about this. Now, I know this is really radical for some people. You may be hearing this for the first time, but it's in the Bible. John 3:16-17, most people know these verses, but let me tell you what they actually mean. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him, that's Jesus Christ, will not perish, listen, but have eternal life. Eternal life. 17, God did not send his son, Jesus, into the world to condemn it, listen, but to save it. Now, the word save in the original language, that's Greek, is sozo. It actually means to deliver, to heal, and to make whole. Jesus Christ not only came to save our souls, he came to save our bodies. He came to heal our bodies. That's what sozo means. So let me go to how can we be healed. I just want to talk about some of the principles on how to receive healing. Number one, you must believe God wants you to be healed. And guys, I mean, please understand, this is one of the biggest obstacles to healing. People wondering, does God really want me to be healed, David? I mean, if I get sick, is it God's will for me to recover? People, you know, they struggle with that question. You see, healing depends upon what you believe God's will is for your life. And let me just say this, divine healing is a personal matter. You cannot doubt God's word and receive healing. And James 1:6, listen to what it says. Ask in faith without doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will ever receive anything from the Lord. You have to have your mind made up that you agree with the word of God. God wants me healed. He doesn't want me sick. He wants me healed. See, God requires your personal faith to be healed. Don't think someone can lay their hands on you and you'll just be healed. Even when the Bible says anoint with oil, I'm going to talk about all of that either today or next time, that it'll just happen. It's your faith in God's word. He already said it. I've given you just a few scriptures to tell you what it says about healing. But it's your faith that will make you whole, not someone else's faith. And that's important for you to know, because that's one of the requirements for healing. Let me prove it to you. In Matthew 9 and 28, it says, and when he had come into the house, two blind men came with him, and Jesus said to them, do you believe that I'm able to do this? Because they had said, Lord, heal us. We know you can take our blindness away. Jesus confronted them. He says, do you believe I can do this? Now listen to what they said. Yes, Lord. Now listen to what Jesus said in verse 29. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be. Not my faith. According to your faith, let it be unto you. And their eyes were open. They really believed. See? Jesus told other people often, your faith has made you whole. Let me give you another example. Matthew 9 and 20, a woman who had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding came behind Jesus. She touched the fringe of her robe, for she thought, she said in her heart, if I can just touch his robe, I will be healed. Well, she touched his robe, and Jesus felt virtue leave from his body. Healing virtue actually came out of his body. And he turned around, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be encouraged. Listen, your faith has made you well. And the woman was healed at that moment. Now, this is amazing because other people had come and said, Lord, put your hand on me. Lord, heal me. This woman simply said in faith, if I can touch him with my faith, if I can just touch his clothing, he doesn't even have to know I'm here. If I've got so much faith in God, if I can just get to him and touch his clothing, I'll be healed. And she was. And Jesus turned around and said, your faith. Not, I didn't even know you were there. Your faith has made you whole. Some of you need to understand it's not about someone laying their hands on you or getting to a healing service. It's about your faith. Believe in God will do it. God will do it for you in your house. God will do it for you in your bed. God will do it for you in your car. God will do it for you when you walk down the street. God will do it for you if you believe. It's your faith in God and his desire to heal you. See, it comes down to what you believe about healing. That's what we're talking about this. What do you believe about healing? Jesus gives us an example of God's willingness to heal. There was a man who approached him who had leprosy. This is found in Matthew chapter 8 and 2. And the man said, Lord Jesus, if you're willing, you can heal me. You can make me clean. Well, Jesus reached right out and touched the man with leprosy. The man who had to let people know, unclean, unclean, stay away from me or you'll catch my disease. Jesus walked right over to him, touched him and said, I am willing, be healed. The Bible says, and instantly the sickness departed from his body. God is willing. I said, God is willing. What are you waiting for? God is willing. Jesus said, I am willing. Be made whole. And immediately he was made whole. Now, people have questions about life and death issues. So let me begin by saying this. Regardless of your diagnosis or your disease, God wants you to pray and to believe for healing. Don't write yourself off the face of the earth and say, well, this is my time. Don't ever do that. See, there are people, unfortunately, in different countries where they're passing laws that they're letting people have euthanasia. They can decide when they die. You know, if you have this disease or whatever and you get tired, you know. But we should always pray and ask God for healing. See, you should first ask God to heal you and then pursue all treatment that he directs you to take. Some people say, well, just pray to God and God will heal you. No, you need to go to the doctor too. If he doesn't heal you, you need to go to the doctor. You need to find out what's wrong with you and ask the doctor for help. God wants you to. People say, well, is God for doctors? He had a doctor write Luke and Acts, the Acts of the Apostles. The supernatural acts of God were written by a doctor. What do you think they got the wisdom? Where did they get the knowledge? They got it from God. God wants you to go to doctors. God's not limited to heal you in one way, but you must always give the glory to God. You must always say, thank you, Lord. You say, Dr. So-and-so, thank you for your help, but I give all the glory to God. That's what God wants you to do. Now, talking about life and death, once again, people wonder sometimes, you know, you get a disease or you're at a certain age and you're sick and you have a diagnosis. You say, well, I wonder if it's God's time to take me. Let me tell you something. The Bible reveals that God informs believers when it's time for them to go home. Let me show it to you in the Bible, okay? Deuteronomy 31 and 14. He told Moses, the Lord said to Moses, the time of your death is coming soon. Call for Joshua. Both of you come to the tent of meeting and I will give him his instructions. Moses and Joshua came to the tent of meeting and met with the Lord. Folks, you do not have to die sick. Your heart can just stop beating and you can die peacefully in your sleep. Why don't you pray that? Why don't you pray that when it's your time, when God's going to take you, just take me in my sleep. Do you know what the Bible says about Moses? He was 120 years old when he died. His eyesight never became poor and he never lost his physical strength. It was just his time to go.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Here's Pastor Hill with a special invitation for you to join us for our night of refreshing.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and I want to invite you to our Night of Refreshing, October the 25th at 7:30 p.m. We are going to be ministering to you and especially to our young people. There will be dynamic music that night and a special guest speaker. Join us daily for A Place to Grow for more information. Now let's get back into today's program.
Another person that God told it was their time to die was Hezekiah, King Hezekiah. In 2 Kings 20, verses 1 through 6, I'll just read part of that. In those days, Hezekiah became sick and was about to die. And the prophet Isaiah came to him and said, this is what the Lord says, give final instructions to your household because you're about to die. God told Elisha the prophet that he was about to die when he was sick. In 2 Kings chapter 13 and 14, it says Elisha had become sick with the illness from which he would die. However, just to show you the power of God, look what happens after Elisha dies. Now, he's been dead. He's in the grave for some time. This is 2 Kings chapter 20. Listen to what it says. Elisha died and was buried, and then Moabite raiding parties invaded the land. One day, some people who were burying a man saw one of these raiding parties, so they quickly departed, and they put the man in Elijah's grave. But when the body touched Elisha's bones, the man came back to life again. Elisha had been dead. His bones were there. But when the dead man touched his bones, he came to life. Unless God tells you that it's your time, you should pray for healing. Are you guys listening to me? See, your life belongs to God. Don't give up, but believe. Let God make the decision. Let me give you number two. To receive healing, you must possess salvation through Jesus Christ. Now, you've heard me say this before, but this is, again, one of the most important things God wants you to know. You've got to have a covenant relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Through the death of his son, Jesus Christ, we establish a covenant and we keep it as we obey him. Jesus Christ came personally to deliver a new covenant between God and man, a new agreement for life and for healing and for eternity. The Bible says in Hebrews 12 and 24, Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant and to the blood of sprinkling. Now, Isaiah the prophet, he prophesied about Christ's sacrifice for our salvation and healing hundreds of years before Jesus died on the cross. Listen to what the Holy Spirit had him write in Isaiah 53 and 4. Now, in the Hebrew, it says, surely he has carried away our sickness, our disease and pain. That's verse 4. And verse 5 says, by his bruises and wounds, we were cured, made whole, and healed. While on earth, Jesus physically healed the sick and forgave their sins. He's still doing the same today. See, your covenant with God through Christ is your guarantee that you will be healed. It's a guarantee. Psalm 103 and verse 2 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Now, these benefits come only through salvation. Listen, he forgives all your sins. He heals all your diseases, everyone. He redeems you from hell, and he saves your life. Can we pause and give him another hand of praise for that? Now, all of this is through the covenant, the new covenant through Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be sozo, saved, healed, delivered, eternal life as you believe. It's through the covenant. Jesus is the author of the new covenant, the only mediator of the new covenant. Now, how long is our covenant with God? Anybody know? How long is our covenant with God through Jesus Christ? Forever. In Psalm 105 and 8, it says, he remembers his covenant forever, the word he has commanded, listen, for 1,000 generations. That means healing will never cease. As you are in covenant with God, you will be healed throughout your lifetime, over and over and over and over. Oh, they said you have a disease. Not a problem. I'll be healed. I got a covenant. I have an everlasting covenant. I will always be healed. Smith Wigglesworth, a well-known healing evangelist, stated, as the word of God is taught, you should expect your healing because there is healing in the word of God. Let me give you a verse. Write this verse down. Proverbs chapter 4 and 20. It says, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to all who find them and health to all their flesh. Smith Wigglesworth, he had this experience. Let me read it to you. He was called to pray for a woman. And when he got there, this is what he states. When I got up onto the landing, there was a door wide open. So I walked right in to the doorway and found the woman sitting up on the bed. As soon as I looked at her, I knew she couldn't speak to me, so I began to pray. She was moving backwards and forwards, gasping for breath. I knew she was beyond answering me. When I prayed, the Lord said to me distinctly, that is the Holy Spirit, said, read Isaiah 53. So I opened the book and began to read. Who hath believed our report. And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? He shall grow before him as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground, etc. When I got to the fifth verse, he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. The woman shouted, I'm healed. And he said, oh, woman, tell me. And she said, 3 weeks ago, as I was cleaning downstairs in my house, I moved some furniture. I strained my heart. I moved it out of its place. The doctors have examined me, and they said that I will die of suffocation. And truly, it has been so difficult to breathe, as though I will die of suffocation. But last night, in the middle of the night, I saw you come into the room. And when you saw me, you knew that I could not speak. So you began to pray. Then you opened Isaiah 53 and you began to read until we came to the fifth verse. And when you read the fifth verse, I was completely healed. She said, that was a vision. Now this is fact. He said, so I know the word of God is true. This is what he experienced with this woman. Isaiah 53 and 5 declares, by his stripes, his bruises, his wounds, we are cured. We are made whole. Isn't that awesome? You know, let me just mention a few things and we'll get more deeply into this next week. Number three, let me just mention that healing will come by the anointing of oil and the prayer of faith. Healing comes by the anointing of oil and the prayer of faith. So when you come forward today, we're going to anoint you with oil and we're going to pray the prayer of faith. The Bible says, is there any sick among you? This is found in James 5 and 14, by the way. Is there any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let him pray over him, anointing with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord will raise him up. Let me give you number four. This is found in Mark 16, 17 through 18. Healing will come by the laying on of hands by believers in Christ. It says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. There are different methods that Jesus used in healing, and we'll talk about that next time. But I think this is enough for us to pray for the sick today. Number one, for you to realize it is the will of God for you to be healed. God never created humanity to die. It was disobedience in the Garden of Eden that brought sickness, disease, and death. But God, because of his great love, sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to save us, to bring to us salvation, healing, deliverance, and eternal life.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the ministry of the Holy Spirit today, please consider going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and leave a donation of any size. It will be much appreciated and used to expand our radio ministry. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. This is part two of How to Receive Healing. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. I want to encourage you that God has a plan for your life, regardless of how things may be going right now, the difficulties and the circumstances and situations you may find yourself in. I want to encourage you to know that God will help you. He will deliver you. He will make a way. Let's pray together. Father, I want to thank you for these faithful listeners. And I'm asking you right now in the name of your Son, Jesus, that you would move on their behalf. Whatever the situation is, change it. Whatever the need is, meet the need. Bless them, my Father, I pray. Draw us closer to you, even as we continue to pray and to seek you for your direction in our lives. Bless us today, in Jesus' name. I believe that God has great things in store for your life, so keep on praying and believing, and keep listening to A Place to Grow. God bless you today.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.